from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
All right, a couple of stories here. The first story is, and we'll talk more about Patrick Mahomes. According to the Wall Street Journal, Travis and Jason Kelce are looking for a $100 million deal for their podcast. Now, I don't know what all the deal would entail. I am assuming almost all of the rights to it. So we own the podcast. We host the podcast. We keep the advertising from the podcast. We keep the t-shirt profits, all of those things. That's what I am guessing. I do not know, but they are looking for $100 million for their podcast. Seems about right to me. When you think about what we expect Travis to be at the end of his career, Jason is about to start working for ESPN and Monday Night Football, the quality of guests that they get, the popularity of the show, and, I mean, I think we all can acknowledge there is still one massive podcast that everybody wants. Right? That's the one we want, right? At some point, she has to go on there. This thing's worth $100 million. You need to be the first guest that we have on to celebrate this podcast. That's the one that everybody is waiting for. That one might be worth $100 million. That might be worth the deal by itself if she agrees to go on that podcast at some point, which I imagine at some point she will. But Jason and Travis, congratulations to them. I mean, maybe they don't get $100 million. Maybe they get like $65 to $85 million. But they have created a very successful media business that they're about to cash out on this podcast very, very soon. This is the goal. This is the goal. You build something up. You have got popular enough where you can do live shows. You have got popular enough that you can sell merch. You are part of the NFL content cycle. And now you sell it to a company and it's once a week to talk to your brother. For how long is their podcast? Hour and a half? Sounds like a great job. Sounds like a great side gig if you can get it. Congratulations to them too. I would guess this is part of why they are taking a break. I know it's training camp, and he's in Paris. Jason's also in Paris. We've seen them do the podcast in other circumstances. I am guessing that they are going to come back with an announcement that they have sold the podcast to The Ringer or one of these companies. They spend a lot of money for it, and that's when they come back. That's just my guess.
If you're one of these companies, are you investing the $100 million in that podcast? I would say it's the most popular NFL player podcast. But
I don't know how the NFL. I don't know how the podcast ecosystem works enough to be able to say definitively, oh, that's what it's worth. I just have no clue. I mean, it is one of the most popular and successful podcasts that's out there. I mean, maybe they're underselling it at $100 million. Maybe it's worth $200 million. I just don't know enough to. And it also doesn't seem like a podcast that you go back to a whole lot because the NFL calendar is always moving forward, where I understand why Joe Rogan got so much money because you go back and listen to old interviews about things. Now they interview people, so that's certainly part of it, but their show is based on the I want to hear the reaction because this thing happened. So that obviously changes the value of what it's worth. But I mean, it's people, somebody thinks it's worth nine figures. So they have certainly done a great job with whatever they have.
If I'm, you're right. I probably unfair question to ask. I don't know the ecosphere either. But if I'm ESPN or I'm Disney or I'm Amazon, I'm getting this podcast. If I'm ESPN, you got to figure getting this podcast gets you in the front of the line for Travis Kelce being on your network when he inevitably retires from the NFL. So if you're ESPN, you already have Jason. If you have the podcast, you feel like you're first in line for Travis. Or if you're Amazon, you're, hey, you cut the line, you have it available on Prime, you maybe can then steal Jason away. Like, if you are a property that owns NFL games, you got to figure you're going to be the ones bidding for this podcast, right? Like, it just makes too much sense. And for Disney, if ESPN got it, the Taylor Swift connection is right there. Wasn't her documentary on one of the on Disney Plus? Like, it just seems like a layup.
Someone on the text line says, why sell it? Because they're about to get $100 million for it. It's like, what else are we doing the podcast for? Like, we're doing the podcast to make money, right? I would say you cashed out. I would say you won. I would say take your $100 million. Let's split it down the ways. Let's take care of our people, and let's continue to do other things. I mean, them doing the podcast is obviously not stopping Travis from playing football. It didn't stop Jason from playing football. It doesn't stop the amount of money that you can get from ESPN or whatever other business venture that you have. This is the American dream. You created something. A company now wants to buy it from you, and they're going to buy it from you for a very, very high price. I'd absolutely sell the podcast if I was Jason and Travis Kelce. So congratulations to them. They have not sold it yet, but you know how these things work. Once you start to hear the numbers of these things, the announcement is not that far behind that they have ended up selling the New Heights podcast.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.